All right, that's coming up in about 9 minutes or so. But first, it's time for an open letter to Corby. And here he is, Corby.
Hello, Corby.
Hey, everybody.
Have you got enough wings over there? Do you need more beer?
No,
I've got a couple of pitchers on order.
Okay, good.
That girl with the big boobs is going to bring it.
Finally. I got plenty of wings.
Okay.
Man, I feel so 27.
So, I received a letter last year.
Damn sure did.
Right at this time. From P1 Carrie. I'll read you the letter from last year. My beautiful wife, Donna, will be 35 on January 19th, 2010. She is a UT grad, the mother of two small children, loves golf and Longhorn football, and is a P1. Donna is a blah, 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 and teaches Sunday school. It would sure be great if you would mention her and wish her a happy birthday on Why Today Doesn't Suck. I'm sure she would be very surprised. I will make sure she is listening. No, we already mentioned her name last year.
Okay.
But this is what he wants.
He wants you to mention the attachments?
Yes.
All right.
We mentioned this last year.
I don't think we did.
I guarantee you we did. It's the reason he wrote this.
Okay.
Which you'll hear in the letter. I don't think you remember this letter. Again, this is last year's letter. Here are four photos of Donna that she has no idea that I'm sending. Feel free to embarrass her on the radio.
Okay.
What is beef?
Tell Donovan that he will be the first black man to ever see her as such. In fact, no other man has seen her since we've been married. Great fun. As you can probably tell, we frequently go to Las Vegas where she is a totally different person. Enjoy the photos that I know a lot of men who know her would love to see and could never imagine that she would even allow it. And then he, in parentheses, says, the greatness of alcohol. Donna has a terrific sense of humor and will probably laugh her ass off after
those beers?
After she
They're
kicks
coming.
Mine.
Patience, son.
So yes, he sent the letter last year and they also sent four photos of her.
One of them's nice.
One of them's her, looks like at a dinner table.
Yeah.
The others are nude shots.
Can you forward that to me?
Yeah, forward that to me, too.
Forward them to you. I'm just holding them in my hand.
Yeah.
This is a letter, not an email.
Right.
A letter with actual Polaroids.
Scan them and give me the printout.
Can I get those photos?
You can just come in here.
So.
You can come in here.
What are you saying?
Was she nude?
So.
That's why he called them nude photos, Mike.
Yesterday. I received this letter. Snake. My wife's 36th birthday is...
Look at the horniest man in America.
...is on January 19th, 2011. Last year, you mentioned her on Why Today Doesn't Suck and wished her a happy birthday. A copy of my request from last year is attached. She's very thorough,
yes.
You see. Well, she was very pissed at me when I got home and cut me off for 2 weeks. That's it. After about 2 weeks, she started getting over it, and it took about 2 months for her to actually start seeing the humor in it. Now we just laugh about it. By the way, did her photos make the board? And if not, what happened to them? Okay, we don't put nude pictures of women up on your wall.
We have class.
It's a little red light-ish. Anyway, if she now thinks that's funny, I figure she'll really think a repeat this year will be a riot. While she was drunk in Las Vegas on a recent trip, I took some more nice photos of her. She lets me do this while in Las Vegas, but knows I would never show them to anyone. Well, surprise, dear. Donna is really modest about her body, but in Vegas, we have the attitude of what the hell. After all, it is behind closed doors.
No, it's not. You're sending him to a radio station.
I'll manage to get my beautiful wife to listen without even thinking about a repeat performance on January 19th and wait to see her reaction. You see, she has a great sense of humor, and none of her friends would ever believe this is the Donna you were talking about. Donna listens to the ticket when she is around me and likely will be quite embarrassed. This should be great fun. P1 Carrie.
Great fun for who? Him?
Well, He wasn't lying. He sent up four more photos.
Describe said photos.
First one is of Donna sitting at a table with a black tank top on, just smiling like, hey, sweetie.
She looks like she could be like a nice kindergarten teacher, right?
Yeah.
Looking like she might be a little tipsy.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
The next one. Why not? A bathtub shot. With what looks to be like a nice Crown and Coke sitting right there on the edge of the bathtub.
The fart form.
And she's not wearing swim trunks.
Hmm. She's very topless.
Yeah. And bottomless.
Yes.
The next one. Kind of penthouse-esque. Again, tub. Again, Crown and Coke. But this time, the hand is delicately placed between those thighs.
Ooh.
And then the last one. A nice glamour shot of her exiting the tub with a towel covering up the baby maker, if you will. So, yeah, Carrie.
Sorry or not?
Extremely sorry. Beyond sorry. Right?
Well, she thinks this is funny. Why not?
She didn't last year.
She didn't talk to him for 2 weeks.
She came around. Maybe she'll be a little bit more open to the idea this year.
You think?
We'll find out. See what happens next year.
And her birthday's actually tomorrow. So tomorrow she'll get your real birthday shout out. But I thought we would have a little preview of it.
Well, maybe we can put the G-rated photo up on your wall.
I know. I think that would be nice. I think that would be wonderful. Of old Donna.
But everything on your wall is black and white.
We'll scan it. We'll make her black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Are your nipples black?
They will be. Or a grayscale.
God, that's so sorry.
I know.
But
if funny.
Having said that,
keep them coming.
I would like more open letters to Corby, right? Or Mike or Danny or Ty or Groobs.
Yes,
we'll accept any of them.
Yes.
Do you?
If you've ever wanted to write an open letter to anybody, you've come to the right place.
Now, we like handwritten, enveloped letters.
Yeah.
Mailed to the ticket.
I like nice letters.
And maybe if you want to include some shots that belong in Beaver Hunt of your wife, feel free.
Sure, why not? Why not?
What is Beav? All right, entertainment news is coming up.
A new show that debuts with boffo ratings, and also sayonara to a show that had boffo ratings.
Hi, this is Norm Hitzkus. Tomorrow, 10 to 12 on The Ticket.